There we go. Now go.
Can't do it. What the fuck? Ah, oh, fuck. Okay, got it.
So you're just gonna drink straight champagne?
Yeah, I don't have orange juice. I don't have anything.
I'm gonna get comfortable.
Oh, hey everybody. Yeah. We're off to a great start.
Hey everyone. This is Kaylee.
This is Corey. Kaylee is like about to fall asleep on the couch, on the bed.
You sound different.
How?
It sounds like I'm getting your computer audio and not your mic. Bring your mic up to your mouth.
Hello? Oh, it's definitely my mic. What?
Whisper.
Whisper.
I guess it is your mic. I don't know. It just sounds different. Okay. Sorry. Derailed. We're the Angry Infertiles. I'm so fucking tired, dude. I'm like,
I can tell.
Dead.
I can tell.
I just stopped working and I started at 7:30.
I can tell, dude. You look like just whooped. You're like,
I am whooped.
Not even holding your head up.
No. Yeah, I'm laying down in bed, y'all. Yeah, it's been a week. It's only fucking Wednesday. But I've already worked, I don't even know how much. A lot.
Is that like voluntary? Like you're just hustling to get money? Or is it like that's expected of you?
I'm a perfectionist. And I love being accountable and responsible for things. And I really like being a bad bitch and owning my shit. So that's basically where I'm at, is just like I'm working a lot to, I'm like starting a new, essentially what you think of is like a service offering.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just fart?
No, it's a car outside. I'm not getting into this argument with you.
I'm starting a new service offering and it's in high demand and I'm the only one delivering it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well,
that sounds
and we fun. Don't say no. Like consultants, we don't say no to things.
Yeah.
So I just keep trying to figure out
no to things. It like gets me off saying no to things.
I need to figure it out, man. I'm struggling. It's also like, I don't know, man. Alyssa gave me some beta blockers, so I'm excited to try that out.
Isn't that what an antidepressant is? Or is that something different?
Antidepressants is serotonin and like SSRIs and stuff, and then beta blockers are
blood. That's what I was thinking. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to lower your blood pressure?
It's so you don't have panic attacks.
So like calm yourself down?
Yeah.
But.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I'm just like riding that struggle bus and I'm feeling like my days are, I'm never done, which gives me a lot of anxiety.
Sure. So. I feel that way. Like with my last job, I could like have my weekends or my nights and like I would still have work waiting for me, but it wasn't like a looming sort of feeling. It was like, I'll get to it when I get to it. But now it's like, I feel like everything's on a timeline and I'm still playing like keep up or catch up the whole time. And so like, I'll try to go to sleep and I'll just be laying there like making lists in my brain, or I'll be having my weekend and my email will be blowing up and I feel like I have to respond right then. Like it can't wait till Monday. And it's very exhausting, even just like mentally exhausting, because I mean, that's the majority of it. You just can't stop thinking about it. It's rough.
Yeah. On Monday night, I couldn't fall asleep. And I think because the service I'm now providing is in such high demand, people are just emailing me, IMing me, bringing me into calls. And I'm like, guys, I'm in like, I have so much work to do.
Yeah.
I can't keep selling this stuff. I actually have to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm just tired. And I did acid this weekend with my sister, and like I still haven't recovered because we took it really late, which was so fucking dumb. And Lee and I were up until like 4 a.m. just like tripping balls together, and then I woke up at 8.
Do you remember FaceTiming me?
Oh, at the I was drunk. That was at
oh
the
yeah, show. You like texted me. You were like, "I'm so fucked up," and then like I was in bed, like exhausted from my second COVID shot, and I get a FaceTime from, and of course I answered it. You don't have to. Oh no, I was very excited to get it, but it's like pitch black in my room, and I'm just watching like I'm watching you, your sister, your sister's girlfriend. I get an occasional like glimpse of Lee poking a fire, and y'all are just laughing.
Yeah, we were laughing really hard.
So like, hard.
Alyssa has a couple ribs that never healed. They're still broken from her getting hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And she had to leave me. She was like, "I need to get away from you because I cannot stop laughing." And then I was laughing, thinking I could hear her laughing, like in the house outside. And she's like, "Dude, I'm not laughing." And I'm like, "Yes, you are." Like, it was, I was pretty fucking high. And like, I just need to like not. I need to. I'm feeling very discombobulated right now. Like, my work is crazy. This house is just like ridiculous. Like, I just like, I still don't live in it. I just sleep in it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's just fucking annoying. I'm fucking over it. It's really expensive, and I'm just like, I'm just tired. I'm just fucking tired.
You do have a lot going on,
and like having my sister living here, and like presenting and having background noise, and Lee has like such a deep voice, it like permeates every wall.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, shut the fuck up, like I'm like going to kill you straight up.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I have the same thing, but like I have the, it's like you focus in on like a type of sound or whatever and you can't stop listening to it. And I feel that way about people that their S's, like,
oh, every,
no, not to the extent, like, some people use their S's very pronounced and, like, it whistles the entire time.
Yeah.
And I
can't handle it.
It's enough to drive me insane. Like, I see these people all the time that talk about, like, having basically like a mental breakdown over like a certain sound, like a mouth noise or whatever. There are certain like letter combinations or like that S sound that will literally just make my eye twitch and bring me to like, I feel like,
yeah, you can't comprehend anything they're saying because you're so focused on it. Yeah,
no. And it drives me to a point of literal like almost insanity. Like I feel like whatever happens next, if I snap and break something or punch this person in the face or go play in traffic, I'm not to be held responsible because this noise is literally,
yeah,
fucking with
my brain. My husband's voice really sets me off. Like, I think it's too, when he would get drunk, he used to be really loud. And I would be like, "You are yelling, like volume down, dude." And I don't know, him and my sister together, they like elevate each other's noise. And I'm like, okay, y'all aren't doing shit today. I've got a motherfucking job and you're standing right outside my fucking office door. I will kill you.
Yeah. Actual murder.
I will straight up fucking murder you. Additionally, I am so ADHD and my fucking headphone jack isn't working in my fucking computer anymore for some fucking reason. I'm so ADHD that I will be derailed from a train of thought and then be like,
oh my God.
From a noise, and then I'll be like, what the fuck was I thinking? What the fuck was I doing? And unfortunately, when I'm describing like processes, I can't fucking do that. I can't keep getting these like jabs because I'm losing my train of thought. And it's basically a script at this point of how I'm explaining things to people. And today I was just like, you guys cannot be in here.
Yeah,
like, you need to be go out in the garage.
I can't like. Like, even just, like, I guess, like, on a more simplified level, I can't hear people talk while I'm trying to do something like that because I will, like, if I'm typing, I will start typing the words they're saying to me.
And, I know.
Yeah, like, it drives me nuts. And I'm like, okay, I literally have to have a meeting with my employees tomorrow about a bunch of things. And one of the things is like, you can't just barge into my office and start yelling and talking and demanding shit from me while I'm in the middle of something else. Like, not even on like a disrespect level, like you walking in thinking that I have all the time and all the attention just for you and I'm going to drop everything I'm doing. Like, no, I promise what I'm doing is more important. But like, how do you expect me to process what you're saying to me? Literally, I emailed my maintenance supervisor the other day and he has a desk out in the front of our office. I email him and then I go about my business because, again, I'm fucking busy and everything I'm doing is important and people are fucking waiting on it. And he, not to me, doesn't call my attention, doesn't anything to tell me he's about to speak to me. The fact that I heard this is just by chance. He says the answer out loud to the question I asked in the email. Didn't say my name first. Wasn't like in my office making eye contact. That sounds
like an intelligence thing.
Like it is. He's not very good with like the technology and emails and all that. And like that's.
Well, also like social etiquette. Like, and sure. Sounds like Les has a lower IQ.
Maybe. But it's just like, dude, like yeah. I need you to. What Dude. If I didn't hear you? What if I didn't hear what you said?
Yeah. So the other week I'm presenting to this fucking client. Who were they actually now that I think about it? Because that would be funny. Oh, this is John Deere. So I'm talking to their corporate strategy team. I'm presenting my screen and I'm getting IMs from coworkers that are on that about what they want me to say. Motherfucker,
Jesus. I cannot present
and read what the fuck you write. And honest to God, I will call them out on calls. And I'll say, Lisa, I see you're IMing me. I cannot respond to this right now because I'm presenting in the call that you're in. Like, yeah. I'm just sorry.
This is literally my screen you're looking at right now.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, people that do this, fuck off. Send an email of any way that you could improve after the call saying like, Kaylee, you talk too much about grocery. Like, you should talk about different sectors. Okay, don't send that to me in an IM while I'm presenting.
No.
Send that to me in a goddamn follow-up email. Oh, I fucking hate you. And my fucking old boss that was emotionally abusive would do that. And I started putting her on mute. Like, so that her IMs wouldn't pop up.
Yeah.
And one time I actually opened the fucking IM on a call to be like, Kate, you've sent me about 6 messages while I'm presenting my screen on the call that you're on with this client.
Yeah.
And I opened it. Like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
Because you're making me think when I see those IMs popping up rampantly, do I have a nipple out? Is there a booger coming out?
Yeah, clearly like, you need my attention immediately.
Behind me? You know? Like, what is so fucking
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? I don't know, man. I literally hate everyone. Tomorrow's supposed to be a better day. And, like, I
Did
also
you say a have butter day?
A better day.
Better day.
Or a butter day. I mean, fuck. I should just eat butter tomorrow.
I wonder if there is a butter day.
I mean, if there is, we need to celebrate.
We do need to celebrate it.
It's just, like, all this Kerrygold. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm just in a cunt mood. And, like, work is just... But I got promoted, so that's cool. But I'm still tired.
I got called the goat today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know his title. Like, we know him by his last name, and he's a big deal, and he gets mad at everybody, and he's known for going to visit different properties that we own and making the manager cry. So it's a big deal. At least I'm taking it as a big deal. I'm assuming he's not handing these compliments out to everybody. Assuming.
Especially your property, which was like not performing at all, was just a loss.
Yeah, apparently we had the best month we've ever had since we bought this property in 2018. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it feels good to hear. It's sucking the soul out of my body. And every day I leave thinking of all the things I didn't get done and how I feel like I'm not actually like achieving anything. But I mean, I guess they're happy, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Wait a second. Do you hear your echo when you're talking?
No.
Okay. I'm tripping the fuck out. I'm so sleep deprived that I'm like literally hallucinating you coming out of my computer.
That would be fun. Oh, you mean like the sound?
You all are coming out of my computer.
I thought you meant me, like my body.
Okay, well, this is
please stand by for technical difficulties.
Can you now say something?
Hi.
Oh my God, what the fuck? What the ever loving? I'm so tired. Okay, all right. Let's get into what the fuck we're talking about today. I'm going to take my glasses off.
I got to find my... Do you still want to talk about movies?
Yeah, let's do it. I haven't done any research.
I'm sure you'll think of some. Because I only know like the mainstream ones that I can think of. But basically, we were talking about the idea of like discussing movies that show some kind of fertility, infertility, child loss, whatever issue. And basically bitching about it or talking about what they did right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want me to start with one that made me cry or you want me to start with just the most obvious one?
Oh, fuck. Cry.
Okay. So Up made me cry.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Where were you when you watched it?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember where I was living, but I know I watched it at home for the first time. Like I was sitting on my couch at home watching it. I feel like I was alone. Corey doesn't really watch those kinds of movies with me.
Oh, you guys were together?
Yeah. Oh, it was like since. I didn't get the warning.
Yeah. I watched it in a drive-in. I went to a drive-in.
That's super cute. I want to do that.
Yeah. So drive-ins are really fun. There's a drive-in in San Luis Obispo that's great. And you just like turn your radio channel to
whatever it is.
And you sit in your car. Yeah. Drive-ins should come back as a thing, be it COVID is never going to go away.
I was about to say, I'm surprised they didn't like pop up all over the place because of COVID. Because that's like real. Ideal COVID
situation. Yeah.
Like stay in your own shit.
Yeah. No, that really should be like that has to come back. But anyways, I was there with my girl, my best friend at the time. We would go on these dates together. Like,
aww.
Yeah, we were cute. I think it was just us. And I was sobbing, like sobbing. And
so even before all of this.
Yeah, but I am. I cry pretty hard in movies. So if someone's feeling pain. Yeah. If I see someone in pain, I am like so sad about it.
I do not cry at movies unless I in some way can relate to it. So like the movies that make me cry the most, like P.S. I Love You. I watched that for the first time, like when me and Corey first got together. And like I'm obsessed with my husband, but like I was obsessed with my husband when we met.
Yeah.
I was in like a really weird time in my life. I didn't have like the confidence I have now. I hadn't figured myself out yet, I guess. And so I really didn't feel like I deserved him or that relationship. Like there was a good amount of time when we first started dating where I thought it was a joke. I thought somebody was playing a joke on me. Somebody paid him to date me. I don't know, dude. Like I said, I just wasn't in a good place in my life. I had just gotten out of like a three year, like mentally abusive relationship, like
Jesus.
Very like possessive and you're not good enough. You're never going to do better than me type of thing, you know?
Jesus.
And Christ. So, yeah. And so it had like really broken me down. So when Corey and I first got together, it was like after he had first started traveling. So it was a couple years in, but I literally sat at home one night while he was out of town and I drank two bottles of wine, which is one bottle of wine over my limit. Got shit faced.
You have a limit?
Yeah, I'm responsible. Vaguely. I drank two bottles of wine. I watched P.S. I Love You. I cried so much that the next day my face was swollen.
Yeah.
Just at the thought of losing Corey. So, yeah. Like, that's yeah. It has that's to take me to, like, a place like that.
So it doesn't have to take me to any sort of place. I will cry. If they're crying, I will cry. If you are in front of me and you're crying, I'm going to cry. I hate it about myself, but I think it means that I'm empathetic.
Yeah. That's just, I'm not saying like, I don't know. I feel like this is going to sound mean, but you give off a vibe that you're not going to be like that. You know what I mean? Like
1,000%. I wasn't that way for the longest time.
And the fact that you do that makes me feel like you give a shit. And not that you don't give a shit about certain people, but like the fact that it could be any movie or any situation, like that's just weird to me. Yeah.
The movie I cry the hardest in is Stepmom. Have you seen that movie with Susan Sarandon and Julia Roberts?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, you'd sob. Like, it's so fucking sad. I also cry. I cry at what's that movie where she's like, if I'm a bird, you're a bird, whatever it is.
The Notebook,
when they die together holding hands, I cry.
Oh, you know what? I do think I like shed a minimal tear for that.
Yeah. And I like when I was on acid this weekend, I was staring at the fish tank and I was crying that those aren't going to be able to be in real life because climate change. And I was just like, we're getting to the point where like, you know, SeaWorld can suck the micropeen, but like, you know, these aquariums and stuff are where these kids are actually going to see the biodiversity that we once had. And I was watching a TikTok today about why this guy's obsessed with whales. I almost sent it to you. He's like, why I'm obsessed with whales. And he sends a video and I'm crying. I'm crying because of this whales. And like, I just have, I don't know. I could cry talking about it. It's probably because I'm tired, but, I just feel so bad of what we're doing to our planet that I can cry about it at any given point in time.
Animal things will get me faster than human.
Yeah. I'm not going to cry over the amount of people dying from COVID, but I am going to cry over the loss of biodiversity in the Amazon forest.
That's who I am. I watched the first time I watched, I can hear it. I'm trying to ignore it so it'll go away. I watched John Wick for the first time. Great movie.
I watched it. Should I?
Yes. It's a great action movie. I love it. But the first time I didn't realize it involved just a quick glimpse of basically animal abuse and murder. And I yelled at Corey because he had seen it already. I said, why didn't you fucking warn me? Like, I was not ready. I would not have been looking at the screen. It's very, like, obviously the actual puppy, I'm sorry, I'm ruining this part for you, but the actual puppy wasn't actually hurt. You know what I mean? Like, it was obviously staged, but even just, like, the implication of it, like, fucked me.
I couldn't watch Planet Earth for a while. One, because we're destroying our planet. Always why I'm crying. And then two, because there was this wolf chasing this baby fucking caribou.
Oh, yeah.
Killed it. And I was like, God fucking damn it. I can't.
No, I can't. I can't. And I don't know why I'm not a vegan.
Me either. I really should be. I went and saw some cows this weekend. I went and hung out on a farm this weekend too. Baby black cows.
Do you know how many cows I see on this drive here? And I think of you every time.
Oh, my God.
Thousands of cows.
Are they in like one of the, like what would be considered sweatshops for cows, or are they open?
No, they're just in these big open fields with little bitty baby cows just walking around grazing.
God damn it. I love animals. I love
more than humans.
Me too. I do not do the work I'm doing for humans. I do the work I'm doing for the planet.
That makes
sense. That does. Yeah, dude, I get really fucking upset about how ocean acidification is going to ruin coral reefs and therefore leave them uninhabitable of all these creatures that are just going to die off. And that's our fault. That's our fault. It's corporate America. That's fucking China. That's fucking the EU. That's, you know, not these third world countries. It's not their fault. But like, it's our fault. And we've set precedents that it's okay. And we put money over people, planet, well-being. And it just pisses me off. So I cry over everything. I've just come to that point. But in Up, sobbing. Also, Kill Bill when she wakes up in the first one and her baby's not in her belly.
I didn't even think about Kill Bill.
Yep, that one. Talk about
that kind of mind fuck. Waking up and it's just not there anymore. And you don't know what happened. And nobody's there to like hold your hand and be like, so...
Yeah. And you just know that you've been getting raped for Yeah. However long you've been in a coma by, what's his name?
My name's Buck,
I like to fuck. Yeah. I fucking love those movies so goddamn much.
It's such a good movie. So this one's kind of dumb. It's just like a vague, but I felt like it belonged on the list. It's just like a vague undertone of infertility, but Idiocracy.
Yeah, I don't know what it was that you were talking about in Idiocracy.
Yeah, so it's just like when they talk about the
the couple that can't get pregnant that are intelligent.
Yeah, and then like it's only the dumb ones breeding, and that's how the world gets how it is.
Yeah,
that one doesn't make me cry. It makes me laugh, but
I mean, it's fortuitous.
It does feel very accurate. Like
it does.
Like we're on the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so the big one, obviously, is Handmaid's Tale, which, if you haven't watched Handmaid's Tale, stop listening to us immediately and go watch all of Handmaid's Tale. I think the new season's about to come out.
It is, in 2 weeks.
And I'm so excited.
I think it's April 28th, I'm pretty sure.
That sounds right. But that one fucks me up. And, like, me and my friend Taylor had this whole discussion. I've actually had this discussion with a few people, like, which role do you think you would be in since we're infertile?
Yeah.
Would we be like the rich wife? Would we be a Martha? Would we be in the fields? I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Corey.
I think he'd be a Martha.
I think Corey has such corporate tendencies that he would basically sell his soul to be one of those rich guys just so we don't have to live like that. Or we would lead the resistance. I think that would be option number one. But like if we couldn't, I feel like Corey would sell his soul and then I would end up being a rich wife. But we would be like that couple that they don't actually do the ritual with theirs.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. Economic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. I feel like that would be us.
I think, okay. Handmaid's Tale, I thought, was also fortuitous given Trump was our president.
Oh, very.
And now with what's going on in Minnesota, and I just, it's all bananas. But I think I'd get the fuck out.
Yeah.
That would be option number one. If they started saying I couldn't have a bank account because I was a woman, out. Out. Yeah. You take any of my power away?
I'd be on my way out and I'd be burning shit down as I go.
And I'd be helping other women get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, here, let's like Underground Railroad this shit.
Yeah, exactly. I think I do see that being us. Like we're in Canada. We're
the resistance in Canada.
Yeah.
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 Or I'd probably end up being a prostitute.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd end up probably being.
I think I could be a Martha. I mean, all you gotta do is like cook and clean all day. And I like cooking.
And you kind of have that, like, I hate everyone vibe already, which every Martha has.
Yeah.
I would probably be a prostitute and I'd kill the men.
I wouldn't have to talk to very many people.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's crazy. But also in Handmaid's Tale, it's super interesting as an infertile watching it, as I have a lot of sympathy for these wives.
Mm-hmm.
And watching at the end of season two when, God, what is her name? June? Joy? Mm-hmm. Joy.
June.
June?
Mm-hmm.
No. Joy, the wife, the rich wife. Her name's Joy, right? Something Joy? Serena Joy.
Serena. Yeah.
When Serena is like, is really having a tough time saying goodbye to the baby, I was like crying. I was like, I get it. Because she did love that baby.
I didn't cry.
I cry at everything. It's so annoying. But I don't know. Anyways, that's a good one. I like that movie. Everyone should watch it. Also, you should read the book.
I read the book and it was good. I don't know. This fucking show just got my like blood boiling. I remember watching like a couple episodes with Corey next to me and he was watching it. And although the whole time he was like, this is fucked up, I just felt myself getting mad at him.
Me too.
Just like
Lee didn't watch it with me for a while.
My female blood was just like boiling and like I was just mad at him for existing and breathing.
Well, like, yeah, because it's
see what
like,
you do to us.
I don't know. I've never acknowledged my husband's white privilege until later on, but it kind of forces you to do that in that show. And like,
sure, yeah.
What was I thinking the other day? I was watching something, and I wasn't watching. So my friend, she's dealing with this guy that's like thinks he's the victim of sexual this. I'm explaining this so poorly. So it was on his bucket list to get a blowjob during a Zoom meeting. He's a CEO of a company. Turns on the Zoom meeting, gets a blowjob, has a screen. Everyone can see that he's getting a blowjob. And one of the women on that Zoom meeting was sexually assaulted. And that's an assault. That is an assault to do that. But he said it was on his bucket list. Now he's a victim.
That's a stupid fucking bucket list.
Also, you can just like put on a Zoom by yourself and like put a Barbie doll downstairs and get a blowjob. You know, like there's a way to play that into fantasy and not act out on it in real life. But he did it with his employees. And he was talking about how he's learned and how he's a victim and how he helps so much with women. And it's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. The quotes from this were rich. I was on mushrooms when we were talking about it, but we wrote them down. I don't know where they are, but it was absurd what he was saying. And I was just like, yeah, classic.
Castration should be a thing, like a thing we're allowed to do.
Should be.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Okay, what's the next one?
Friends.
Oh, Friends is good.
It is. I mean, they don't really go like too in detail with it, but the whole thing that'll make me tear up, like the whole Monica and Chandler thing, watching them go through that and her like, I just want to be a mom, like that one hits me a little. I still don't cry, but I don't think a whole lot of these are going to make me cry. So
I just watched the movie. Hold on. I think this is it. No, I want to watch Private Life. That's a movie on Netflix. But I also watched some other fucking movie.
It was like One More Shot or something.
One More Shot is one that's like a home done documentary.
Oh, okay. I remember you telling me about that one.
But there's this movie that I watched recently that is it's in Italian, maybe. And it's a voiceover movie, and it's about this couple struggling with IVF, and they get pregnant, and then she has a miscarriage. And then later on in this movie, you realize that they got pregnant actually the first 2 months dating, and she had an abortion, and she hasn't been able to get pregnant since, and it's been like 15 years. Oh. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like, the amount of guilt that women carry in that movie was really interesting. It was emotionally distant from IVF, but you felt the distance.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I felt what she was going through, but it wasn't really obvious in a dramatic way on her face, the way she carried herself, her distance from her husband, her being in her own head, obsessing about her house renovation as a distraction.
Like you can only pick up and feel those things if you've gone through it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Anybody else watching this, it's just like a blow-by thing. Like, oh, they can't have kids. That sucks or whatever. And like, they can't pick up on those little like nuances.
Yeah.
Or even sort of like sympathize with any of the guilt or any of... I was watching... did you ever watch House?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Sorry. That took me a second.
No, it's cool. I love House, and I've watched like every season multiple times. It's like a good comfort show, sort of like New Girl, Schitt's Creek, except it's not like a funny one. But there's one episode where this dude's admitted he's got like these infections or whatever. And then you know how they always like go and break into the people's houses to find out what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
So they broke into this dude's house and they find his wife, who was hidden under trash. And they thought, like, the whole time they thought this dude was a hoarder, but it was actually the wife that was a hoarder. And, like, towards the end of it, they finally find out that the wife had been trying to have kids for, I don't know how many years. It's been a few days since I watched it. But basically, the wife had, like, a couple of miscarriages, and it brought on the hoarding and, like, brought on the sickness that put them both in the hospital. And she never told him. And it was like this whole thing. And like, I'm sitting here watching it and I'm just like, I'm not, again, still not crying. I don't know what's wrong with me. Still not crying, but like, I'm sitting here thinking about going through that alone, like not telling anybody, not even being able to feel like I could tell Corey that, I mean, I didn't have a miscarriage. I had something else, but you know what I mean? Like going through that loss, literally all by yourself. I cannot imagine.
Mm-mm.
I would probably be a hoarder too. I would have probably played in traffic already.
For sure. I would be addicted to something.
Oh,
her sure. Maladaptive coping mechanism was hoarding, but mine would most likely be drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
Something that got my brain to turn off.
Well, I feel like I'm already there now, so it would have to be worse.
You'd go to rehab.
Yeah, it would have to be something because I'm already like putting holes in my body and drinking every day. So next step is hoarding, maybe?
Maybe. There's a hoarder in my neighborhood that they're clearing out their house, and it's about 300 square feet bigger than my house.
Hey.
Excuse me. You know those like 40 feet long dumpsters that you can drop off in someone's driveway? That's huge. Yeah. Like I could fit everything in my house in that right now. Yeah. One dumpster. So they've dropped off three.
And oh, fuck.
They opened their garage and it is fully sealed off with shit. And I was like, well, we don't have HOA, so it's not like someone reported them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe like a family member or something?
I think so. They're old. I think their kids are there helping move the parents out. And the house is just full of shit. And that for me would just be so incredibly overwhelming and emotional and like, I don't know.
I can't imagine being to the point where I feel like I have to keep, like I keep stuff. I'm not gonna lie. I'm definitely a keeper. I keep like things that are sentimental to me and I can't let them go. I like little random knickknacks. I love little random things that make me laugh. I have this like horrible addiction to impulse buys, but like from what I've seen on TV, they keep trash and newspapers and feces and pets that pass away and like things that I could never imagine actually keeping. Yeah. Like it's fucking rough. And I wonder like what pushes you to that point. You know what I mean? Cause it has to be like a horrible mental break. There's always something.
Yeah.
It's never just, oh, I like the smell of shit.
Yeah. It's something really profound. You looking at your list?
Yeah.
What's next?
Baby mama.
God, I love Baby Mama.
I love Baby Mama too. I love Amy Poehler and what's her face? Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
So much. Yeah. So fucking great. Much. They really are. I feel like we are very much like them, very funny.
Yeah, we are. We're basically them. We're essentially twins.
Yeah, like we're not famous yet.
In Baby Mama, I love that the woman that runs the fertility clinic is just constantly getting pregnant despite being like old as fuck.
Yes. It's but really- I love that she's like a like career chick. Like she's got this whole fucking career. And if I'm not mistaken, she's single, but
she is.
Like she's like a boss ass bitch. And she's like, I want to have this fucking kid. Like I'm ready to have a kid and I'm going to keep my job and I'm gonna keep doing this. And it's not going to stop me. And I feel like, I don't remember when this movie came out, but I feel like it was really like, at least a little bit like ahead of the time, just because I don't know if the whole like female empowerment. I mean, I guess it's always kind of been there, but like, I feel like it has blown up since, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think the
or maybe I'm just more aware.
Brought a lot of attention to our reproductive system. And then
that
really helps give a platform. But yeah, this was before that. And It was just so damn funny, but you don't get grief in it.
Mm-mm.
That's the thing that sucks is like, then she gets mysterious, like miraculously pregnant at the end. And it's just kind of like, well, fuck you. That's not always the ending.
Yeah.
And like IVF doesn't guarantee a baby.
Yeah, it did lack the, actually a lot of these lack the actual realistic experience and like representation of like what we go through every day. I would love to see something that actually, I would love to see something in a mainstream movie that is not a documentary. You know what I mean? Like something that everyone's going to go watch because of who's in it or what it's about. And then they still get it right.
There was that movie with Shia LaBeouf that I watched over Christmas vacation. Do you remember that? And it was the girl.
I remember you telling me about it.
Home delivery and her baby dies.
I remember you telling me about it. I don't remember the name and I haven't watched it.
Okay. So in it, I loved the grief process demonstrated by the lead actors, both Shia and the woman. And in it, she is just walking numbly through life and she does it really well. She's in grocery stores. The weird people being like, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't believe that happened, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And her just sitting there taking in everyone else's grief on top of her own and being completely numb to it. It did an excellent job. And I really wish that it didn't have to be infant loss in order for it to be warrant like that amount of grief. I think people don't understand that IVF does have that level of grief associated with it. I'm not saying having a like infanticide is the same, but what I am saying is that we should be allowed to be in a profound level of grief.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, it's not about like comparing the grief of losing that live birth or having a stillbirth or like, it's not about comparing the grief. It's just acknowledging the grief that each of us feel in our own unique situations.
Yeah. And Shia LaBeouf's like role in it as the partner and the father to that baby is, God, I cried at parts where I just felt so bad for him. Because he's watching his partner dissolve.
Yeah.
And he's watching her create distance because he reminds her, of their lost baby girl.
Yeah.
I really like how that movie did it. Speaking of, this is going to be a weird tangent. So I got on a call today with this new hire we have. She's an associate director, I think. And she tells me, oh my gosh, you're the first person I'm going to tell, but I'm pregnant. And I was like, okay.
Are you close with this person? Is there any reason she should be telling you?
Just met her. I'm the only person at our company that she's told that she's pregnant. And she tells me today. And this is our first meeting. And I was like, oh, great, blah, blah, blah. And then eventually she was talking about the Peloton. And I was like, she was like, I was so sick in my first trimester that
Oh, poor you.
I ride the Peloton. And I was like, well, yeah. And she's like, now my heart rate gets too high. I was like, yeah, because you got to keep it below like 140 in the first trimester. She goes, oh, you know that? Do you have kids? I was like, no, I did IVF. And I had a miscarriage a few, like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And she was like, this baby's from IVF.
Oh.
She's pregnant with an IVF baby. Her transfer was the same day as mine. Her baby's due the day my baby was supposed to be due.
I don't know why that still didn't make me feel better. God damn it.
But she was talking about it and she was just like, no one really understands what this is like. And she's older. She's in her 40s. So like, you know, or turning 40. So
yeah.
Anyways, we were talking about it. She was trying to give me advice and I always find it funny when people try to give me advice about IVF because I'm like, no. Yeah, I know like 98% of everything I need to know.
I'm essentially an RE without having the actual fucking certificate.
Yeah, and I've never done surgery, but I mean, I'll try it. It'll be easy, right?
It's if like those old, you know, white dudes can do it, we can do it.
Fuck, right? With their like fucking bifocals. Anyways.
Oh my God, and we can wear scrubs to work every day.
I think I'd look really sexy in scrubs, just be it how big my tits are compared to the rest of my body.
Wait, okay. Do you feel like that's a good thing? See, I was sitting here thinking, I don't know if I would look good in scrubs because I'd have to buy them big enough to where my tits would fit in them. And I feel like they would look really baggy on me.
And you get like buttons and you tailor it.
You that's make a lot it of work.
No,
okay.
It's not. I don't know.
That's a whole lot of effort to be comfortable.
I probably really rock some scrubs pants. I think that's probably where my butt might shine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That part, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you can crop scrubs, though. Like, I don't think I'm allowed to do that. I just really love a crop.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, it was really interesting. And she was like, man, I really wish you well. And I was like,
thanks.
I don't know.
That means a lot.
I'm just kind of like with people, I'm just like, yeah, I'm fucking done. for right now. It's too traumatizing. There's too much trauma associated with it.
Yeah. I don't want, unless I specifically ask you for advice, I don't want it. I don't care what your story has been. I just really don't want it.
Well, she said something like her friend traveled from Vancouver to Colorado. I was like, yeah, probably for Dr. Schoolcraft, CCRM. She was like, yeah, do you go see them? I was like, no, I was supposed to, but they canceled on me and they can eat my asshole.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really interesting. Just, she's like, wow, we really dove deep. And I was like, yep, I'll pretty much talk to anyone about anything unless I get a weird vibe from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyways, that's my tangent.
I mean, we do kind of already put it all out there, very much an open book situation. So
yeah,
if you ever think you're going to have an in-person conversation with me and find out some little nugget that I've never told anybody else, that's just not going to happen. My shit is out there. Oh my God. I legitimately sitting here right now, I'm trying to think of a secret I've never told anybody. I can't think of one. Do you have a secret?
I don't think so.
I can't think of one. Do you have secrets from me? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you did, but like, are there any secrets you won't tell me?
That's a great question. Are there any secrets I wouldn't tell you? Unless a friend asked me to not say tell anyone, then I wouldn't tell anyone.
That would be somebody else's secrets, and we don't have like friends in common, so that would just be like,
not
even if you did tell me, I'd be like, who and what did you say again?
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying?
There's no secrets.
No secrets.
Mm-mm. I'm so excited for your birthday.
Okay, everyone, we're gonna take a tangent. So Kaylee texts me today randomly, and she says, hey, what's your bra size? And me being the person I am, I answer it first before even asking why.
Yeah, you did.
And she says it's for a certain someone's birthday present. So I make a joke and I'm like, is it for your sister? Ha ha, funny, funny. But then I'm like, no, seriously, what the fuck is it? And she's like, it might be something that you have to wear with me for your birthday. And that's the clue she gives me.
Yeah.
Is it like a one-piece situation we're both fitting in? Is it some kind of crocheted booby tassels? Is it?
Ooh.
No.
No, that's not even close, but I love that idea.
I mean, you wouldn't ask my bra size to figure out like a t-shirt. You would ask me my t-shirt size.
Oh, so yeah.
What the fuck is so specific?
You're going to love this. I was talking to Honor about it and I was like, this is what Anna. I want to get her. And she was like, that's perfect.
Honor? I cannot think of what you would need my bra size for.
That fucking TikTok that you posted about Kaylee's other friends, she sent it to me and she goes, I'm that other friend. I can't wait to meet her. Like,
oh my God. Yeah.
You'll meet her. She's cool as fuck. She's chill. I need her to call me. She called me today and I need to know what's going on.
I need to know what's going on. What the fuck you're trying to put on my titties?
Oh, I'm going to put the best things on your titties. Also, can we talk about these Botox bruises still being here?
Yeah, I wasn't
going to have liver spots.
They do kind of look like it, but they'll go away.
I know. Oh, I got my chemical peel.
I know. And your skin looks so good in those fucking stories you've been posting.
Oh, because it's all shiny.
Yeah, it's like smooth.
Well, it needs to peel off.
Smooth as Kerrygold butter.
Smooth as Kerrygold butter. Yeah, it's going to peel all off. And I have like a global presentation on Monday.
It's going to be fine. That's what feels like. I do have one movie that made me cry. I just saw it at the end of my list.
Oh, what is it?
Instant Family.
I haven't seen that.
So it is. What's his name? The dude in Ted. The movie with the bear.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, thank you. Mark Wahlberg.
I met him in real life. I served him.
Stuck?
Yeah.
I figured.
He's also really short. And his assistant lady's a cunt.
That all makes sense to me. And none of it is very surprising somehow.
He like got mad at me because the spring chicken was small. And I was like, it's a spring chicken.
It's a spring chicken.
Also, you're asking someone with an eating disorder whether or not this is enough food.
Yeah. Plus, you're like this big. So.
Yeah. He was like, you thought this would be enough food for me? For me? And I looked at him.
Sorry,
like,
I don't know how much you eat.
I looked at him and I said, yeah.
God, waiting table sucks.
Yeah, especially with famous people.
I believe it.
He's a tiny little boy.
Oh, the wee little boy.
Also, like, celebrities, if you're listening, beware, because some of the people that serve you may end up having a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Joan Rivers, you don't tip when you get your hair done, and it's very rude.
She's dead.
I don't care. She still doesn't tip. Her assistant's still really? Out there somewhere with her money.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The worst person I ever served tables.
Mystical doesn't tip either.
Who?
Mystical.
I don't know who that is.
The rapper.
Did you watch Medicine Woman?
No. Growing up?
No. You know the mom in Wedding Crashers that shows her tits and they're like, she's redhead?
Yes.
Okay, so I served her. She was kitty cat. She was very rude.
That makes sense too.
Kate Hudson. Okay.
You know who's supposed to be mean?
Who?
And it ruined my whole life when I found out.
Who?
John Goodman.
Oh yeah, I've heard he's a huge asshole.
I don't think you understand the level of decimation that, like, my life just steamrolled over.
What's his name?
He plays the sweetest people, and he's a big fat guy.
John Goodman? Have you watched?
Probably not. I'm thinking of him as the dad in Coyote Ugly.
Big Lebowski.
Yeah, but that's just funny.
And he's like, I don't fucking roll on Chavez.
That just reminds me of me. That's not like a
real. Yeah, I've heard he's a huge dick.
I know, it ruined my life.
Who else was not very nice? You know Bethany from New York Housewives, whatever?
No, and never she created
Skinny Girl, Margarita, Skinny Girl Wine, her whole thing's Skinny Girl, whatever.
I know the brand, but I never watched any of those shows.
So she came for Christmas and I was cocktailing and it was late and she was crying in the bar by herself. And I think this was right when she was getting a divorce from her husband and she was alone and she's Jewish. So like Hanukkah's more her thing, right? And I sat there and I like brought her over this, it was a Picasso chocolate martini, espresso martini. And I was like, you look sad. And she was like, I am sad. And I was like, I'm really sorry. Here's a cocktail on me. Like,
aww.
Do you want anything else? I mean, she's rich. She can pay for it herself.
Hey, girl. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad for people. Like, I would
That's
be like.
That's like human kindness. That's so sweet of you.
Yeah. And she was really nice. She was really sad and she had an amazing gay best friend guy that was like awesome. But the nicest people ever were Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson, Kevin Costner, the Obamas. Kevin Costner was really nice.
I don't know why that's surprising to me.
He told me to go to law school instead of getting my master's in climate science. Hmm. He was very chill. No, he said you can't change the weather. And I was climate isn't weather. So I guess I got to go get my master's in climate science so I can teach people about climate change. Yeah, he was pretty chill. I was trying to think of other ones that were like, Mario Batali or whatever, the redhead guy. His kids are fucking pricks.
That makes sense.
They're fucking like wildling heathen entitled little fucking brats. They were terrible.
That makes complete sense to me.
What's her name with the big head and big tits? Giada. She's really nice.
Corey and I hate her.
Oh, well, she's really nice. She's really nice to me.
She's stupid.
She was nice. She was nicer than Mario Batali. He would come and get like the best table and get this like spread of food. And he was just so obnoxious.
He just strikes me as like a sweaty person.
I don't know, but his kids were fucks.
I just feel like he's constantly sweaty, and then, like moist.
Just one famous people, like they were just really wealthy, but like kind of famous, like Hilton's, like Paris Hilton status, sure. like kind of people. They made my girlfriend bark while taking pictures so that the dog would look at her. And they were like, bark louder, bark louder.
No.
And they started laughing.
No.
And I came up and took the camera and gave it back to them. I was like, no,
we will not be doing that. No.
No, you guys are fucking.
Sorry, that is not a service we provide.
Oh, and then this other guy called me the Unabomber because someone ran into me and my tray of glassware fell. And water got on his cashmere fucking sweater. Ooh.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, sure fucking do.
I'm right across from the dog park and somebody is not having a good time.
That sounds like it's in your hallway.
It is.
Okay.
Not like inside, but like right outside my door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he called me the Unabomber because my glass of water fell on his cashmere sweater. And I was like, I'm no Ted Kaczynski, but I know who I'd first target. He didn't fucking get it. Oh, he's on at a table with like 9 people.
Don't make that fucking reference if you don't fucking get it.
Yeah, and he thinks he's so much smarter than everyone else just because he's an entitled rich man. And I was like, huh, you don't get that. And then I was like, I will send your cashmere sweater over for cleaning if you can't seem to handle that on your own.
Yeah.
Like, fucking suck it. And then this one guy said, this must be Big Mama's house. He was referring to me. And I said, is that a fat joke? Meanwhile, this is 5-star, 5-diamond. And I'm not.
That's a horrible joke. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And I was 5'4", 125 pounds. I was very tiny. And he was like, this is Big Mama's house, blah, blah, blah. I was like, is that a fat joke? Are you literally making? I wish Me Too happened before I was serving tables. Because then I was assaulted and the bar cameras went out and it was because of my uniform, which was custom made for me by me, dry cleaned by the fucking hotel every day. I didn't get to take that home. They said I was dressed too slutty and I'm the only one that wore a tank top underneath her dress because my titties were so big they'd fall out. And they said it was my fault that he reached up my dress and grabbed my vagina, grabbed it, tried to put his fingers in my pussy.
Why would you ever do that?
In a bar, like he was sitting at the bar. And then his girlfriend told me that I wanted it and that I was a slut.
He did it in front of his girlfriend?
No, she wasn't there. He did it in front of his guy friend. Oh. He was the biggest cocaine dealer in Aspen. So the GM of the hotel didn't want to kick him out because he wouldn't have any whatever. But he wouldn't come to the hotel and spend money, but yeah, it was fucking shitty. Rich people fucking suck. I hate rich people.
Yeah.
But then there was this one woman. What was it called? Mary. It's like makeup company.
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay. Okay. So Mary, like, I think she owns Mary Kay. Her name was Mary Kay.
Mary Kay.
She would give you like, say she'd come in and spend $300, she'd give you an $800 tip.
Oh, that's nice.
She was like, I serve tables. I know where you are.
Yeah.
I know where you're at.
Yeah.
She was really cool. Anyways, that was a huge tangent, but rich people suck. Besides, yeah, people.
I mean, that's the moral of the fucking story.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we want to become millionaires so we can stop working.
Yeah, but we're not going to be dicks about it.
Because
again, we also serve tables. We also, I worked retail. We've been there.
I worked retail.
Yeah.
Retail sucks.
Retail really fucking sucks. Serve
tables than retail.
I would rather do retail. I was in cosmetics though. So it was a little different.
I was in surf. So I sold surfboards and surf apparel. Mm-mm. I work at Jack's Surf Shop in Dana Point.
I worked at Nordstrom and I sold makeup.
Tana worked at Nordstrom and she loved it.
Yeah, it's a good company.
She wasn't that bad. She was in the purse section. All right, what other shows should we talk about now that we're reaching an hour?
Oh, the whole reason we went on the tangent was Instant Family, Mark Wahlberg, and then it has the girl. She was in All I can think of is she was in Get Him to the Greek. She was Russell Brand's girlfriend.
Okay.
She's also in Bridesmaids. She's the snobby
one that
friend. Yeah. That actress. And so like they're married and they can't have kids. So they adopt this little trio of foster kids. And that one makes me cry because they don't really go into like IVF. They don't go into like the actual trying to conceive, but it's like, it's almost like it's almost like where I am now. And it's like, well, what the fuck do we do next? You know what I mean? And it's like their journey through that part. And like, I felt like they really kind of touched on all my little insecurities and all my worries about adopting. Like, am I going to connect with this kid? Am I going to be able to do the right thing? If I adopt a child out of the foster system, are they just going to want to go back to their parents, even though their parents are the reason they're in the foster care system or whatever? You know what I mean? So that one did make me cry a lot.
I saw you had friends or whatever in there. Not friends, but like adult friends. The ones where...
Oh, friends from college.
Friends from college.
That one, yeah. There's a couple that's doing IVF. And I remember watching it. And they dropped the trigger shot and broke it and like had to go through all the trouble to try to get a new trigger shot. And actually that always makes me, that makes me think of you when you had to get your trigger
shot. And I was calling you being like,
I was sending you coupons.
Yes.
It's like, we're going to figure this out. It's going to be okay.
You really helped me out in that one.
It just really cemented our friendship.
It really did. Our codependency on my end was cemented at that point in time.
Is it getting obnoxious?
For me or for everyone else?
I don't know.
Not for me. I love it.
Do you want me to make it a little more worse right now?
Yeah.
I've been severely jealous of you hanging out with your sister, even though I know she's your fucking blood relative.
Oh, she was like, I wish Corey was here. Like, we would be
we would have so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, so last night, I don't have Nyx with me on this trip.
Why?
Because I left her with Corey. Corey's going to drop her off at the dog sitters, and we're going to the lake this weekend with Sarah. They have a lake house. Yeah. So I'm driving straight to the lake, and I'm just meeting the mayor and then driving back here. So I'm actually not going to have Nyx the rest of this week and next week.
But
sorry, champagne's getting all the bubbles. So Corey's parents were still in town, so he was entertaining them. You were with your sister, and I didn't know who else to text. I was just like, these are the people I want to talk to, and they're busy right now. I'm so irritated. But I was like, I'm not gonna be
fucked up.
I was like, I'm not going to be needy. I'm not going to be like, y'all need to talk to me right now. I need attention. But like in my head, I was like, okay, but like I want attention.
But I need attention right now.
How do I get attention without saying I want attention? But then I just put on TV and I watch TV instead.
Watch Schitt's Creek?
No, I've been rewatching New Girl. I don't know why I find rewatching shows I've already seen very comforting. According to social media, it's a sign of a severe... mental disorder.
Oh, then I have it too. Yeah. I'm rewatching Fleabag.
I might maybe one day make my way to that. I'm just not ready for new yet.
It's so fucking good.
I fully believe you.
You're going to love it so much that you're going to be like, Kaylee, I'm glad I'm friends with you just because of this recommendation.
I 100% have full confidence in that. I'm just not ready for something new yet.
What am I watching right now? I'm watching The Serpent on Netflix.
I haven't watched that.
It's about this guy. It's a true story about this French dude and this Quebec girl that essentially kill a bunch of travelers throughout Asia and steal their identities and steal their money.
That doesn't sound bad.
No, it's not, but it's annoying. Like they keep going like 5 months earlier, 5 months later, 6 months later.
Oh, yeah.
It's all this bouncing around, and I'm like...
Like reading a Stephen King book. It's like, can we just stick on one time frame?
Yeah, can we just stick to a time frame and, like, complete the thought and then and then move on?
The whole backstory?
Yeah.
Give me the whole current. If you have to... if you have a couple callbacks, cool. Yeah.
Briefly, put that in the corner.
Yeah.
I want to watch the documentary Hysteria or Hysterical. on Hulu about female comedians and sexism in the comedy.
Ooh, I haven't heard of that. Heard about that, but that Tana seems like something I would love.
And I'm excited to watch this, but I don't know if I should watch it with Lee or not, if he'll watch it. He watches so much Discovery Channel. It's ridiculous.
I don't want to discover things.
I did like something that we were learning last. I love learning about ancient Egypt.
I love learning about the Holocaust.
So does Lee.
It's just very interesting to me. It's very sad, but it's very interesting.
Can we go to Auschwitz together?
Do you want to start with the Auschwitz exhibit that's coming to Kansas City? And then if we handle that well, then we can work on the actual trip. Okay. I think that's a better plan.
I think what we should do is, since we're infertile, we should go do my number one thing on my bucket list is to go to a German or Dutch nightclub. Do acid. Maybe dabble in a little bit of X so that we have a lot of energy.
I love ecstasy. And I will start with the ecstasy. Thank you very much.
Okay. And then we wear like Converse, tube socks, cut off shorts, t-shirt, bra, crazy hair.
Yes.
Glowy stuff.
Yes.
And we rave like all night long in this German nightclub where we don't speak the language and we can just like ignore everyone and just like dance our asses off. That is number one thing on my bucket.
Yes. All of that. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Anyone that's listening, if you have a recommendation on the nightclubs, Corey and I are definitely cool enough to get in.
Oh my God, we're so cool.
We're so cool. Especially with Corey's new nose piercing.
Oh my God, I'm so hip.
Yeah. What did Corey say when he saw it?
He likes it. He goes, my little bull.
Oh my God, I love your guys' love. I asked Leo, I was like, what would you do if I got one? He was like, I'd hate it. Oh. And I was like, anything I do to change anything about me, he hates. Tattoo, hates. Microbladed eyebrows, not gonna like. Dye my hair, not gonna like. Change my sunglasses, not gonna like. I still do it all, but I was just
Okay, good. Because I would too. I'd be like, tough shit. He did tell me, and literally I'm sitting here silently just watching him go through this thought process, and it was amazing. But he was like, I really like it. But don't ever get one of those, wait, no, I'm not gonna tell you not to get it because you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's your own body, but I really don't like, I don't want to say that I'm not going to like it. I don't want
to say that I'm going to like you.
I don't care for the nose rings with all the points on them. And I was like, okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, like the Indian looking
like ones? Like the little spiky ones?
Yeah.
That look like a little crown. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I'm probably going to try one of those, but I will keep that in mind. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
But also don't ever forget I can do what the fuck I want. Which he came to that conclusion all on his own and I loved it. Like I loved watching that like thought formulate in his head and he was just like, I can't tell you this.
I think I need to do like, something dramatic to reinvent myself. So I do think I'm gonna get rose gold highlights. Like pink.
I think that's gonna be gorgeous.
I might end up going blonder again.
Okay.
Trying to keep the dark too. Like just going blonder where it's light. And keeping the dark everywhere else.
Okay. I'm here for it.
And in that lightness, bringing rose gold. And then I think I need to get a tattoo. My tits are almost gone fully.
Yeah, mine are too. So I watched somebody else give themselves a stick and poke. And like they did it. And then like healed it. And then did it again. And like they did a few layers.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, makes sense.
It does make sense.
Because if you think about like when you get a tattoo, how many times that needle actually jabs in and like how much ink is actually saturating that versus what we did.
Yeah. But it's also rubbing off so fast.
My nipples are hanging in there though. The ones that you jabbed into me. Those things are pretty fucking solid.
Mine's like your first four dots and your last three.
That's what mine are. It's just like the actual boob part is gone.
Yeah. Same. And like two for my cleavage.
I feel like this probably says something in Morse code and I just don't understand it.
Maybe it is. Maybe you will be millionaires one day by doing absolutely nothing.
My brain didn't go there. My brain went, it probably says fuck you, but.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
Yeah.
Should we move to non-fertility related obsession?
You go first.
Oof. Damn, put me on the spot.
Mm-hmm. I beat you to it.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you. So my current non-fertility related obsession is I really like power endurance bike rides, which are ridiculous. So I like Tabata and HIIT and all that shit, whatever. But I love the mind game of power endurance rides because you're riding at like what would exhaust you, almost exhaust you for an hour. And it's all about like revving up and revving down and like keeping your power output. So it's all about data. Anyways, I've been taking Matt Wilper's.
So you.
It's so me. It's so annoying. I've been taking Matt Wilper's Power Zone, power endurance classes, and they just whoop me. Like they whoop my ass, and they also make my inner thigh sore, which is like I need those to be worked out more.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my obsession right now. And then I'm hoping this chemical peel works out because I'm doing a series of three.
When's your next one?
Not for another month. Oh, okay. Yeah. And they're not that expensive, but we'll see. Like if this doesn't do much, I won't do the series of three because that's too much money. But yeah, that's my obsession is probably those Peloton rides. And I'm not allowed to work out for 4 days, but I'm just going to not work out today. And I didn't work out yesterday. And I'll work out tomorrow because like I can't go 4 days without working out. That's not going to jive. Sure. But what about you? So your nose ring?
Sure. My nose ring. And I'm going to take it in an unhealthy direction. So Sarah told me about these cookies called Crumble cookies.
Okay.
Have you heard of Crumble?
No.
I don't know if they have one by you. They have a few locations. They have a couple in yes. Crumbl. At the very least, follow them on Instagram. But I found they have two of them in Wichita. So I treated myself. These are big ass cookies. I treated myself to a 6-pack.
Oh, there's one in Thornton. There's one in Boulder.
Bam. You need them. I'm telling you. Right now, their special cookie, they like switch up their flavors. Right now, their flavors are banana bread cookie. And then they have a Biscoff cookie. Which, yeah. Yeah. I picked them up this morning. Let me backtrack. A couple weeks ago, I was at her house and they got me a Lucky Charms cookie, which is essentially like a Funfetti sugar cookie type thing with this amazing icing and Lucky Charms marshmallows on top. Okay. And it was fucking phenomenal.
Okay.
And so I got currently sitting on my fucking counter. I have 3 Biscoff cookies, 2 banana bread and a chocolate chip. And I got some of their ice cream. So that's what I'm going to be doing with my night. And yeah, I think they're my new obsession. Huh?
It's expensive.
Yeah, but it's worth it. The cookies are gigantic. Like, gigantic.
So they have banana bread, Funfetti, Biscoff lava, cotton candy, chilled sugar. They only have a few. Like, this is interesting.
Yeah. It's so good.
I do love me a Funfetti.
I really do, too. Also, and, like, they are...
I'm making really good banana bread.
Do you?
I put chocolate chips in my banana bread and walnuts.
I love banana bread.
Yeah, I should
say. I also love Biscoff cookies, so it was the right week for me.
Yeah, are you on your period?
No, I'm done.
Oh,
Kaylee's rubbing her tit right now thinking about cookies.
Yeah, my nipples have been hard like essentially all day. It's really weird. This is not pertaining to your birthday present in case your brain works like mine and you're constantly looking for clues.
Always.
I am going to try to make my own bra. Yeah. I bought lace. I bought stretchy fabric. I bought all the strappy things.
So like a bralette?
Yeah. Bralette. Exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to try to make my own.
I want to know how that goes.
I'll let you know. I don't know when the fuck I'm going to have goddamn time.
Sure, but that's a very interesting adventure you're going to embark on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want them
to... Like, it could go terribly wrong, but...
It could. And then I'll, like, give it to, like, a neighbor kid and be like, here's a training bra. You know, like, whatever.
Yeah. But it could go terribly right.
It could. And I'm also going to then venture, once I perfect the bra and the fit to my boobs, which we're almost the same size in bra.
Are we?
Yep. I am a 34E.
Okay, and I'm a 36. I think a triple D is essentially an E. Wait.
Yeah.
No, it's an F.
I think so.
Double D is an E, and then triple D is an F, I believe.
I think I'm a double D, or I'm a, no, I'm a triple D. Is that an F?
Yes.
Okay. So we're essentially the same size. So if I make one and it fits me well, I'll just send you one too.
Yeah. Do it.
I got a bunch of lace. I got a, oh, and then I want to make like crop tops, like haltered crop tops that fit my tits. You know what I mean?
I would love that. Yeah.
Okay.
I need shit for big titty women.
I also need to get your bodysuit thing that you just bought from Express. That pink one, that rosy, like grayish pink.
That's a good one. I'll find you a link.
It looks so good on you.
It's a good one. With I wore slacks. Another one today. And it was...
Can you dress me and make me pretty?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're already pretty, but I can dress you.
No, I'm not. Look at these fucking liver spots on my goddamn face.
Oh my goodness.
How do I get rid of these bruises, dude?
Put,
Arnica.
Yep. That's the one. Okay.
I'll go put some on.
Put your Charmadad on.
All right, guys. Next week we should be interviewing someone. I'm trying to figure that out. And if you have any topics that you want us to talk about, send them on in.
Yeah. Or if you want to come talk to us, we're very nice.
Yeah. We're pretty decent. Oh, like, tell the people about your sweatshirt.
It's not the worst way to spend an hour. Yeah. Oh, this should be my obsession.
It should. I need one.
Yeah. I'll put all the things on our Instagram, but I got this sweatshirt in today and it's like a big, it looks like a big pink pill. And like, if you've ever been to Chuck E. Cheese, like when you were a kid, not now, and you remember, what was it? The Rockafire Express or whatever, like the animatronic weird little characters. It's like they're surrounding the pill. And it says, Planned Parenthood, don't fuck with us, don't fuck without us. And some of the proceeds went to Planned Parenthood, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'll post a picture and a link on our Instagram.
I was thinking, like, once we start making actual, like, covering our costs with all this shit,
yeah,
we should start doing like donations to Planned Parenthood under political leaders that we don't like their names.
I would like love like that.
Wouldn't that be awesome, yeah.
Guys? Go buy our merch so we can wreak fucking havoc on people.
Yes,
the money's gonna go to. To evil. Support it.
Or to evil. Okay. All right. I love you, dude.
I love you.
Bye.